When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a big welcome to our Christmas edition of the Outdoor Show on this very first day of winter. Whew, seemed like it'd been here a while to me. And it's also National Fried Shrimp Day. How about a po' boy later on? Well, here's what's ahead for the next 2 hours. This week was a very busy one. We had two trips for Bayou Wild TV. We'll preview them for you of what you'll be seeing in the new upcoming Season 14. We had a cast and blast from the Tarpon Tales Lodge on Cat Island, Mississippi, with Stillwater Charters Captain Jeremy McHugh and a couple of LSU Tigers in the wild, pitcher Gavin Guidry and softball team member Maddie McKee. Then later this week, we traveled to Toledo Bend, where we overnighted at a lodge at Wildwood Resort, and then co-hosts Lance Burgess and Josh Sykes got into some bass action early. Then we joined Roman Ray and Sam Canoe aboard the Bent Rods pontoon boat and proceeded to make a white perch haul. And we're going to recap how we did it, tell you how you can do it when we hear from Roman, Sam, and Josh as we focus on Toledo Bend wintertime fishing. It is a true winter wonderland. Then by radio, we'll be joining the duck blind of Mike Smith, LouisianaDuckHunts.com, as the west zone of Louisiana reopens at 1/2 hour before sunrise today. And I got to tell you, I got the flyover report last night from Wildlife and Fisheries, and the duck population in Louisiana has changed dramatically, drastically, for the better in the last few weeks. So if you haven't been, might want to plan on getting out there. Also have some news about how you can help Louisiana's striped bass population by collecting samples, and we'll tell you exactly when the Alabama red snapper season is going to shut down for 2024. Also got some news on fishing reports from a lot of different areas, and if you've had a successful fishing or hunting trip, maybe you had a successful deer hunt, seeing signs of the rut in your area, send it along. Include it with your comments and your questions. To the reports of our professional captains and marina operators, you do that by simply texting your message real time. Comes here to the studio at St. Hubert's at 504-260-1870. Also got a really bad boy of the outdoor story for you. Well, we're getting ready to put some new Christmas toys to use in the next couple of weeks as you receive them, so we'll help you put them to use. If you're going out today, that small craft advisory is probably wrapping up. In fact, I'm looking at the wind speeds across the coast, and probably going to pick up, but for right now, a lot of areas reporting calm winds. The projection was for north winds 15 to 20 offshore, 2 to 4 foot seas, but I see those declining as the weekend goes on. Inside, northeast and north winds 10 to 15. That's going to make you duck hunters happy. Moderate chop. We got about a 0.8 foot average tide range, and the Mississippi River sitting low at 2.0. Boy, that's a really low river for this time of the year. Hope it stays there. I know Ryan Lambert, who we'll be hearing from a little bit later on, just loves that. Also, we'll hear from Mike Gallo, fishing in Pontchartrain under the bridges when you can get out there and beat the winds. Has been phenomenal for some big speckled trout. Got a paddler's report with Eric Mohabarak and a report about an event coming up with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Daryl Carpenter's in our warm spot on the map. It's 55 degrees in Grand Isle. Can't find anything any warmer. It's 38 in Pascagoula, 35 in Bogalusa, 40 in Hammond, 41 in Baton Rouge, 37 up at New Roads, and then down in Galliano, it's 45 degrees and 52 degrees in Venice. All right, so we got all that coming up, and next up will be Robbie Campo. We make a regular weekly stop at Campo's Marina down in Shell Beach, another scene of some really good wintertime fishing going on down there. Robbie will steer you right, give you some pointers, some tips, and any information you need before you head out there to the great outdoors of St. Bernard Parish. He's next, and you're listening to it here on the Christmas edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, down at Campos Marina, got him that new theme music. Let's listen to that for just a little bit here. I can see Robbie Campo dancing down there at the marina right now. Robbie, I got to tell you, man, that guy's got some talent, man. He's just not a back bayou strummer there. That's a professional musician you got going there, man.
Look, I don't know how that's all done, Don, but it is what it is. And, you know, I'm glad for the guy that made it for us. And, you know, it's a good little jingle, I guess. So everybody's got something, you know, so now we got our own. So there we go.
You know, I've always been envious of people with that musical talent like that. I mean, I can play the radio. That's about the only instrument I can play, you know, and I don't do that real well sometimes.
Yeah, I hear you. But look, I tell you, Don, you know, we're facing this morning some pretty stiff north winds. I got here, you know, about a half hour ago, and we've seen some gusts up to 35 miles an hour. But I looked at the buoy out there. Water temperature is still at 52.9. And I tell you, I think if it were me today, I would let the sun come up. I would let it warm this water up a little bit. I still think you're going to catch fish today if you're going fishing. I don't see why you couldn't catch some fish today. It's just that it's going to be kind of windy. I think tomorrow is going to be a better day for fishing than today, but I think the wind's supposed to calm down a little bit. But I tell you, Don, this has probably been about the best 40-day stretch of fishing that I've seen in a very, very long time. You know, the amount of fish that was caught this past week, and it's a shame that this front has to come through on a Saturday when, you know, when people are off and can go. But I tell you, it's been a, you know, we've had some fronts, earlier in the month, but, you know, and we've seen some cold days, but that didn't stop the fish from biting. And I just don't think today is going to be one of those days where the fish are not going to, I think the fish are going to bite. I think you just got to let it warm up a little bit and let the sun get in the sky and warm this water up a little bit, you know, let it get to 54, 55 degrees. And I believe it'll be game on. We had people out yesterday. Matter of fact, my son went fishing yesterday. They did good. My oldest brother Eric went yesterday. They did good. So they limited out. So up in that Biloxi Marsh area back there behind Pete's Lagoon back there. So I still think, you know, you'll do very well today. I think you're going to have more of a mixed box today because, you know, you're going to have to stay in some protected areas. Plenty big catfish being caught still, Don. Freshwater cats, that is, and which is very tasty. And I tell you, those deep holes are full of them. So if you're going to try to go fishing, that requires some little dead bait on the bottom. It's not rocket science. And these catfish are eating up in St. Malo Bayou, Bayou Sioux, anywhere there's a bayou that's got a deep turn, you know, going up. If you're fishing in Mystico here and you want to go up towards Violet, up in Lincoln's Canal and anywhere behind Stump Bayou back there, it's got a deep hole in it. It's the same thing. Plenty big sheephead being caught. So I think we're going to see more mixed boxes today, Don, than we've seen just in the previous, you know, this past week with just speckled trout. I think we're going to see more mixed boxes today if people are going fishing. So, you know, but hey, our tanks are full of live bait. And if you want to go and you want to hook the left at the bridge, come on down and see us. We're waiting on you.
All good stuff, Robbie. Got one more question for you. Brother Eric, does he hit you up for a discount on live shrimp, or is he a plastic guy?
Well, you know, he kind of gets the family discount.
I got you.
Yeah. Well, we swap it out. He works on my Yamaha, and I hook him up.
So. We were talking about talents, man. He's got one with those motors. You know, he really does. He's
the best in the business. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, he's the best in that business. You know, he's been doing it for a very long time, so. Yeah, we kind of swap it out, Don. That's how it works.
Well, look, when he comes to get those discount shrimp, tell him I said hello. It's been a while since I've seen him.
Will do. I will do. So, anyway, stage is set, guys. If you come down, hook the left at the bridge and come on and see us.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas down there at Campos, Robbie.
We'll see you later, buddy.
Yes, sir. We'll see you then. All right, that's Robbie Campo down there at Shell Beach. All right, we got some of our text messages coming in. Let's see who we got. We got the match director. He's on his way to Donaldsonville. They got that monthly service rifle match. Good luck to the competitors. Let's see. We got Wingbone wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Back at you, Wingbone. And Toby's there. He says he wants to wish a happy birthday to the man that turned him on to this radio show way back and taught him all he knows about deer, turkey, and fish, which is quite a bit. That's his dad, Earl Cooper. At 81, he's still listening, headed to get in his stand. Love the show. Boy, I tell you what, Earl, that's great that you're still getting out there and hunting those deer at the ripe age of 81. Keep after them. And we got this one. The Breck Park System dumped 1,500 pounds of rainbow trout. I'm sure that was Wildlife and Fisheries involved in that. In five different of their ponds, Nuck Chorus is headed that way to get some lips and put them on the bank. And then we have this one. I'm understanding why I listened to Hunting and Fishing for past 20 years. Y'all set the week right. Thank you. Well, thank you right back. All right, we're going to be back after this to talk to a couple of guys I fished with this week, Roman Ray, Sam Canoe, Bent Rods Guide Service up in Toledo Bend. I'm telling you, the place is a winter wonderland, but you got to know what you're doing up there. These two guys do, and they can help you find your fish, too. Back with their reports right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, if you're going to be headed down to Campos Marina, we're just talking to them during the holidays. They did want to let you know that they're going to be closing early on Christmas Eve, and they'll be closed all Christmas Day, and business as normal the day after. That's at Campos Marina. All right, early this week, Chris LeCocq, my cameraman with Bayou Wild TV, and also our co-host, Lance Burgess, made a trip up to Toledo Bend. I call it a winter wonderland of fishing. We stayed at the Wildwood Resort. Next morning, Lance and Josh Sykes went out and caught some nice bass, and we'll be hearing from Josh a little bit later on. But later in the day, this guy couldn't wait. He was calling on us and said, "The fish are biting. Y'all got to get over here." So we hustled up and met Roman Ray and Sam Canoe of Bent Rods Guide Service over there at Cypress Bend Marina, jumped aboard the pontoon party barge and headed out to their honey holes. And Roman, pick it up from there, my friend. Good morning, and explain to folks what we did and how we fished Toledo Bend.
Good deal. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Don. Good to hear you again. So we jumped in the boat. Me and Sam went out there just to go play around a little bit, and boy, the fish were chomping. So we called them so they could stop bass fishing so we could go do some real sockeye fish and get that good meat. So we jump out there on the barge, and we start hitting some holes. And what we do at Toledo Bend is we're fishing brush piles, natural structures, you know, natural laydowns. And the fish in this wintertime pattern are going to be staying a little bit closer to the river on Toledo Bend. So we're hugging around the edge of the river. And when we get to that pattern, we had a little cold front kind of move in the day before we did this little show. And so we knew the fish were going to be a little sluggish. So we had a particular pattern that was working, which was kind of like a slow-up approach whenever we get on top of them. And the jig shiner, it was kind of a mixed bite that day, but the fish were biting, and we just had to get on them.
Now, you utilize a live scope, and you set up, and I called it kind of like NFL Central. You're watching the screen. You're calling directions to the fishermen on the front of the boat. It's a very successful method of doing it.
Yes, sir. So how I kind of do it, you know, there's several different approaches you can do. What I like is I have everybody in the front and I'm behind them with my screen, and you can see the fish, you know, on your brush pile. And crappie feed up, they don't feed down. So whenever I'm dropping them, I'm the one telling them when to stop. So I'm dropping you strategically in front of the fish. And Don, you can attest, I would tell y'all, hey, move over a foot. Hey, go down two more feet. Very strategic. And when I'm dropping them, I'm keeping them above them. So whenever we stop that jig or stop that shiner right above the crappie, I would tell them to hold it for a little bit and then start that slow up approach. And that's when the crappie would come out from the pile and come up and strike the bait.
It's extremely precision fishing. And the bite, you were saying, is unique there, unlike any other place.
That is correct, in my opinion. So what I mean by that is, you know, I fished all over the state of Louisiana. The crappie in other portions, other lakes, other rivers, to me, they strike a lot harder. On Toledo Bend, I think it's consistently a soft bite. When they bite, they're going to bite, but they just never really just nail it, in my opinion. And the reason I say that is if you ever fish Toledo Bend and you fish a lot of other lakes and you're doing a lot of scanning, scouting, you will notice that on Toledo Bend, the bait fish on that lake is just everywhere. So these fish are, in my opinion, are never really just starving because there's so much food around. So, on, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you dangle a cookie in front of me, I'm going to take a little bite, but I don't have to just devour it. You know, where some places they're fighting for food, so they're just going to go, you know, it's competition. They're going to be more aggressive. On Toledo, in my opinion, the bait fish is so vast and so much that they're not really starving. So it's a very soft bite, and once you learn the strategy, you'll be more successful.
A soft bite, but these are some chunky, stocky little fish. And
oh, yes, they are.
How long is this this bite going to be going on these bigger fish right now and fishing the style that you're doing?
So the wintertime fish is actually one of my favorite. The numbers, you're not necessarily catching the highest numbers of the year, but the size is incredible. The only thing that really changes during the winter with, you know, the consistency of this is a front. Typically, right after a front and, you know, a big front, a big rain system, cold front, one that produces, you know, 15, 20 mile an hour north winds, it'll kind of make the fish lockjaw for, you know, a day or two. And then once we get consistent weather, they'll get more consistent. But what changes that overall pattern is, you know, we're going to have this big fish, really big fish pattern from now through January. But then once you start getting that mid-February, everybody knows what's coming. Once you get a series of warm days, really warm days, these fish are then going to start their transition back towards the bank to start their spawning process.
And then you got to change the tactics.
Then you got to change everything.
Absolutely. 6-pound test, fishing alternate jigs and shiners. Your favorite jig, Roman?
My favorite jig is from it's Cross Crappie Crack Jigs. It's a good buddy of mine who makes hair jigs. And my favorite jig he makes is the Monkey Milk Jig. He's not much of his Monkey Milk fan, but that is my favorite jig. Also, he also makes this jig that he calls River Shad. The River Shad jig is a very good jig. It's more of a shiner style approach jig, more natural. It's white, very good in sunny weather. 6-pound test. And then if I'm fishing shiners, you know, I like number fours, number six hooks, depending on the time of year. The smaller the hook, the better. Once again, in my opinion, the smaller hook, the better. These fish are, like we talked about earlier, are not as aggressive. So I really want them to try to swallow that hook, especially most people are going to keep their crappie. So swallow that hook. They're not just hitting it real hard. You want them to swallow so they don't notice it. And then, you know, we always have a little split shot above the jig. And then my favorite rod to use is Outlaw Crappie Sticks, Outlaw Crappie Rods. And I use 7'2" rods. That's my favorite on the boat with the style of fishing. Now, in wintertime, a lot when we're fishing vertical trees along the river in certain areas, we'll use 10, 12-foot rods. And then we'll stick out there and reach out there and get them a little bit.
Yep. Well, there you go. That's it. That's the key, the ticket, and you can put some of those nice slabs in the boat. Somebody wants to get in touch with you guys and take advantage of this wintertime bite with less competition out there. What's the best way to get a hold of Bent Rods?
So, Bent Rods, we have our own website. We have our Facebook page, Bent Rods Guide Service. You can contact Josh and Sam, are the owners of Bent Rods Guide Service, and their phone numbers are on our website. You can also just message us through Facebook or through our website, and they'll get a hold of you, and you can book a trip. We got 10 total guides now on Toledo Bend and Sam Rayburn, so we can accommodate you in any way. We got a Airbnb. We got sleeping accommodations, and even if ours is booked up, we've been out there a long time. We know many people out there. We can get you lined out with somewhere for you to stay, and we can get you set up with a fishing trip.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making a great episode of Bayou Wild TV. We'll be showing that in season 14, and people can get a look at how we did it. I got to thank you again. It was a great trip. Only complaint I got is one, Roman, and you just got to find. You got to find a new writer for your jokes. That's all I tell you. And don't you steal any of mine that I told you either.
I gotta take some of the legends, baby.
You're welcome. You're welcome too, Roman. Thanks again to you and Josh and Sam over there at Bent Rod Guides, and we'll hopefully get up there maybe when the seasons change, and we'll do another trip with you guys.
Sounds good, buddy. God bless. Be careful.
Go get that deer.
Yes, sir.
All right, we come back after this. Let me get to some more of your text messages. We'll see if we can catch up with Sam Canoe. I wanted to chat with him, and also we're going to be talking to Josh Sykes. He is the bass fishing end of Bent Rod's Guide up at the Toledo Bend, and that's also been very good this winter. We'll get a chance to chat with him and find out some more info about fishing the wonderful winter wonderland of Toledo Bend Reservoir. We're back after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we're hearing from our buddy Roland Cortez, professional duck hunting guy. He's at Dave's Bayou up in North Louisiana. They're having a good season so far. Also got a Merry Christmas wish from the Baldwin County teacher. May you and your family have a blessed time together. I enjoy listening every Saturday morning. My dad's 85, and he got a spike last week. Well, congratulations to your dad and Baldwin County teacher. We're going to be doing another on-location broadcast over at Scott's Marine there in Alberta. Coming up in March, early March, so I'll let you know when that's going going to be. I hope you can come by and say hello along with some of our other Alabama listeners. All right, we're going to take a very quick 10-second pause. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sam Canoe, Bent Rides Guide Service, one of the guys we were fishing with up on the pontoon party boat, and I had a nice mess of white perch, sockeye, crappie, whatever you want to call them. We call them delicious, and we'll be back to do it. But first, we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And joining us now is Sam Canoe with Bent Rods Guide Service. Good morning, Sam. We just finished talking with Roman Ray. You know, he's kind of shy, and it's hard to get any information out of him, so we needed to get you back on, and maybe you can clear up some of the information about fishing up on the Toledo Bend.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Don. Yeah, Roman, he's a talker, that's for sure. But he's one of the best guys we got. There ain't no doubt about that.
Both of you guys are really knowledgeable about what goes on up there. You know, one thing I didn't cover with him that I know my listeners want to know, in fact, I've had a couple of them text me, they want to know about the availability. How many people can you take on that crappie trip on the pontoon boat?
Yeah, so normally we do anywhere from 2 to 8. Now, that depends on which boat we go on. You know, not every one of the boats can handle that many. On average, they can handle up to 6, but we do have a couple boats that can take up to 8.
Gotcha. And again, this is a great time, but if people aren't into wintertime fishing, a lot of people just don't like to deal with the cold weather, although there's less crowds out there, what would you say is the second best time on the reservoir up there for catching crappie?
Yeah, if you're going to come to Toledo Bend, if you want to just come out and catch the most fish that you can, I would say anywhere between late April and mid-June. That's going to be the prime. May is really the prime, May and June, but late April you can get some really good days in. The only thing we got to watch for is we get a lot of wind come in that time of year, a lot of storms pass through, so it kind of hinders us in certain parts of the lake that we can get to. So we do have that issue during that time of days, you know, that time of year. But we do also, if we have an issue, we see a storm coming up, we'll work with our clients, we'll tell them, give them a heads up with it. We'll give them some options. We'll try to reschedule it, whatever we got to do to work with them.
Sam, you guys employ the use of live scope, and for people not familiar with that, explain what that is, how it works, and in your opinion of, is it cheating? Is it putting the fish at a definite disadvantage, or is it just a really good tool in the toolbox?
Well, it's definitely a really good tool in the toolbox. There's no doubt about that. But live scope's a new technology that came out about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's just pretty much transducing the live image that it's seeing. So, I mean, there's a lot of times, like you seen the other day when we was fishing, you know, whenever you drop your bait down, you get it down that certain depth or whatever, we can keep it at the right range by using this technology. It also allows us to tell if there's fish in every brush pile, whether there's no fish, there is fish. You get to learn a lot about how the fish act and how, you know, what baits they react to with the live scope, because when they'll come up to it, they'll either want the bait, or they want to go ahead and turn around and get away from it. They'll scare them. There's several different things that these baits do with the live scope that you can see now. It's definitely, I wouldn't say it's hurt the lake. It's made it a lot tougher than what it used to be. But I think that's just part of technology. No different than your side scan, your down scan. You know, then there was 360. Then you got the live scope. There's something coming next. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, it can also be frustrating because you can see them all you want. You can put a bait in front of their nose, but you can't make them bite. Sam, if you would, give us the contact information once again if somebody wants to get a hold of you or Josh and book a bass or a crappie trip up there.
Yep. So if you want to come up to the lake and book a bass or crappie trip, you can call myself at it's going to be Sam Canoe at 318-446-1709. Or you can call Josh Sykes at 318-308-5818.
All right, and I have those numbers. If somebody didn't get a chance, they can text me, and I'll send them back to them and share the information. Sam, thanks for helping us do an excellent upcoming episode of Bayou Wild TV, and we look forward to seeing you again up there.
Yes, sir, Mr. Don, you too. Merry Christmas.
Same to
you. Yes, sir.
All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk about bass fishing up there in Toledo Bend, wintertime style. We'll do that with Josh Sykes, also of Bent Rides Guide Service. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, capping off a very busy week, the Bayou Wild team and I left Baton Rouge about noon on Wednesday, drove up to Toledo Bend, checked into the beautiful Wildwood Resort Lodge. I spent the night there, got up early, and Lance Burgos, my co-host, joined Josh Sykes, went out bass fishing, came back in, picked me up, went on the part two body party barge with the two guys you just heard from, and caught a nice mess of those white perch, and I was back home in Mandeville for 9:30 on Thursday night. Can you believe it? What a great trip and a great effort in a very short period of time. And one of the guys helping make that happen was Josh Sykes, professional fishing guide with Bent Rides Guide Service. Josh, you and Lance went out early on a very chilly morning with a chilly ride. Tell me how the bass fishing went, and how's the bass fishing been this winter compared to previous seasons?
Man, it's been a really fun winter for us out on Toledo Bend. We've had a very mild winter so far, so the water temps have stayed in the upper 50s and lower 60s, which is kind of that key range that got them bass really fired up and eating. So it was a little chilly yesterday morning when we took off, the other morning when we took off, but man, the bass cooperated. It took a little while to get them warmed up, but by about 8:30, 9 o'clock, they started eating, and we started doubling up on the Alabama rig just about every cast.
What baits did you have on it, and what water depth did you find them active?
Yeah, so most of the fish we caught were around shad and the creek channels. We were on the south end of the lake and caught almost every one of our fish on an Alabama rig with 3.5-inch swim baits on the back of the Alabama rig, kind of imitating those schools of shad coming through the creek channels.
Do you believe there's a better lake or reservoir system in Louisiana if you want to catch a trophy bass in Toledo Bend?
Man, I don't. There are so many big fish swimming around that lake. It's the largest freshwater body of water in the United States outside of the Great Lakes, 186,000 acres for big fish to hide in. So they're there. It's just a matter of going up there and finding them.
And typically when the spawn happens up there, what time of year will that be approximately? I guess it's all based on water temperature. And how does the pattern change then?
Yeah, so the spawn on Toledo is different than just about any other lake on Louisiana just because it's so massive. It fishes like three separate lakes. You have the north end, you have mid lake, and the south end. Typically, the spawn starts up north, and February is really whenever that north end spawn is really good. Those fish will push up in the buck brush and in the grass. And it's just your typical spawn fishing, you know, slowing down, flipping bushes, flipping cypress trees, throwing cinco's, spinnerbaits, chatterbaits. And then typically March is whenever the mid-lake area is going to be a little bit better. The water temps kind of start warming up north and then kind of slowly moves down the lake. And then by April, that's whenever the south end of the lake, the spawn happens. And so you have early spawners, though, in January and late spawners in May. And so you can catch spawning fish for 5 or 6 months until it'll be in somewhere on that lake.
I tell you, Josh, I really love working with the Toledo Bend Lake Country tourism folks up there. They really want to make you have a successful trip and help you with everything that you need. Tell us about the Trophy Bass Mounting Program that they have, where you can get a fiberglass replica. How do you qualify for that?
Yeah, man, it's a really cool program that's really helped explode the population of large fish on Toledo Bend, because years ago, every time somebody caught a 10-plus-pound fish, they would keep it, bring it home, and skin mount it. And so we would lose that big fish from the lake. But now with the Lake Country putting on the program, the Lunker program, basically what happens, if you catch a 10-pound fish, they have certified scales all around the lake, different marinas, Toledo Tackle. Keith's Tackle has a certified scale. And so you can bring that bass to a certified scale, get it weighed with a certified scale master there at the station. And then if it's 10-plus pounds, you can take pictures, they'll take measurements for you, and then you can release that fish back into the lake so she can go and spawn and create more big fish and give somebody else the opportunity to catch a 10-plus pounder. And then they'll give you a free replica. So no cost to you. It's just a way that the lake is just putting money back into the lake to kind of conserve it and keep it for our future.
What a great program. Josh, again, thank you. Can't thank you enough. We'll be looking forward to that episode coming up in season 14. And if you will, please continue sending your weekly reports up here. Our listeners love to get info on what's happening up there on the bend. And make sure you keep roaming out of trouble. You need some supervision now and then, you know?
I'll try hard, but no promises there.
All right. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, they know how to do it. They get in touch with me, and I'll hook them up with you. Thanks again, Josh, and I hope you have a great day on the water.
You too. Thank you.
All right. There he goes, Josh Sykes, Bent Rod Guide Service, bass fisherman. Got a beautiful skeeter boat up there, by the way. All right. We come back after this. Darryl Carpenter joins us. He's down on the warm spot on the map, Grand Isle, where they're importing some mid-50s while everybody else is hovering in the high 30s. We'll talk to him what's going on down there. Next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And we talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter this time every week from Grand Isle and get a report for you down there on the island. Darryl, how's things going down there? Kind of breezy this morning, I would think.
Yeah, Don, somebody's mama's not working right because mine says it's 44.
Really?
And we've got, 10, 12 mile an hour north wind blowing. So, you know, it's coming down from what it's been, but. You know, it is a little breezy. When you put that on top of it, it feels even cooler, you know. So, but, I mean, Don, look, you know, we talked last Saturday, and ever since then, man, it's probably been one of the better wintertime weeks than I've ever had, you know, or whatever. It started off the week with that little warm spell, and the trout just went crazy. I mean, people were catching trout everywhere, up in the mid-bays mostly, you know, like the Hackberry area, the Manila Village area, those places. A lot of good trout were caught. You were either lucky enough to find the good trout, or this is where the 13-inch limit starts hurting you, because the ones that didn't find the good trout were reporting that they caught fish all day long. But they were all 12 and a half inches. So, you know, this is what we were kind of waiting on with that fall, you know, that fall season of the first year of 13 inches to see how bad it was going to hurt. And, you know, I suspect it's going to cause a little bit of issues here and there. I mean, you're going to have days where you catch a whole lot of fish and they're all going to be just below that 13 inch level. But man, and then when that cold front came through middle of the week, of course, toward the end of the week, the side of the road kicked up again. It shut down the boat traffic, but the side of the road kicked up again, and there's been several good catches come off the side of the road. Unfortunately, it's the weekend. We've got a fresh cold front come through, and there's only two things that are going to be against you today. And, you know, the wind's kind of calming down a little bit, but I looked at that. I just happened to look at the barometer, and that pressure is getting real close to 1030. So, you know, that's kind of the limit where I think you start seeing some effects on the saltwater fish. And the only other thing, like I said, that might cause some problems for the weekend is we're entering that dead tide day. Today's the day where we drop the tide. And in fact, I think we've got two low tides today. So, I mean, it's not going to be a whole lot of water moving today.
Yeah. You know, Darryl, getting back to that minimum size, you know, I still think there's some merit to having different zones where the sizes are different in those zones. I mean, you guys are going to have a tough time because historically the trout in Grand Isle run a little smaller than they do on the Calcasieu Basin and the Pontchartrain Basin, and it's going to be problematic, I'm sure.
Yeah, Don, you know, and with my dealings with the department, you know, when the two prior administrations ago, when they started L.A. Creel, they talked it up a whole lot. And when you had the past administration come in, I don't know, man, they just didn't buy into L.A. Creel as big. I mean, they didn't promote it as hard. And it was that administration that was saying that they didn't think it was precise enough to do basin by basin, even though that's what we were sold, 15 years ago or however long we've been doing L.A. Creel now. You know, but, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, we started this new system that was supposed to be basin specific, and I think we need basin specific regulations. I mean, I know it's complicated for enforcement.
Yeah.
It's complicated for the people on what line are they on, you know, what side of which imaginary line are they on. But I think it could be beneficial.
Well, then you run the risk, too, of having to release so many fish. How much harm are you doing by releasing 60 or 70 fish instead of keeping the first 15 that you put in the boat, you know, that could be a little smaller size. So I never had a quantity problem in Grand Isle. It's been, you know, more of a quality issue there.
Right, and you know, you've got people that say, well, if you're catching undersized fish, leave. You know, just leave. Well, it's hard to just leave when everywhere you go, that's what you're catching. I mean, what are you going to do? Say, well, sorry, guys. But, you know, we're going home. You know, I mean, that's kind of hard to do.
Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for a trip or a gift certificate for a last-minute Christmas gift idea, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You can find me on RealScreamers.com or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll catch up with you on the backside of it.
You too, Don. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, coming up in the second hour, we're going to be talking to Born on the Bayou's Mike Gallo, pretty hot fishing over there in Pontchartrain. Eric Mahabarak, he goes paddling for his fish. He'll tell you how you can do it. And we're going to check on the duck hunting down in the West Zone, which is reopening at 1/2 hour before sunrise, which is just about now, and probably maybe even open. I'm not sure. I have to check the time. Ryan Lambert and Mike Smith will join us then, and hope you'll stick around with us for the second hour of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.